Hello, everybody. My name is Chris Driver. Welcome to our very first episode of the Making Progress podcast. So we just came up with that just now. So it's pretty exciting. We've got a name for it now. And so we're going to give this a go, man. So I'm here today. Good friends, fellow servants. We got Heath Mitchell and we've got Scott Arthur. And so why don't you guys go ahead and take a second and introduce yourselves?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Heath Mitchell. Served the churches of the BMA and as director of missions. Man, I've been in that role for 10 years and I can't believe that. But man, it's a joy to both serve the churches of the BMA and to serve some really awesome missionaries on the field. It really is a blessing. On top of that, man, married to Christy, have three grown kids, four grandkids. Man, our current excitement is this last week, three of our grandkids and their family moved back to town. And so, man, all of our grandkids are close enough to spoil regularly. And so that's very exciting. But, man, that's me.
Awesome. I'm Scott Arthur. I'm from Texas Baptist Home for Children, TBHC, Foster Care and Adoption. And I'm relatively new to the role there. I oversee marketing and development, and we call that the mad department. We're not mad angry, but we're mad crazy. So my wife and I have, we have three children, two biological twins that we were blessed with they're fixing to turn 30 in just
That's
a few weeks. I can't hardly believe my kids are 30 years old now. And then we adopted a child after fostering several children over the years. So fostering and adoption is a real passion for us. And we have spent a lot of our lives loving on kids that were facing trauma and also wanting to expand our family. We felt like we had room and love in our home that we could do that for other children who didn't have that. So we adopted a child, and now he's 25, and he's doing really, really well. We're excited about what his future is. My background has been church work. I've spent 30-plus years working in churches. A lot of it was as a student pastor for a lot of years, and that was just my passion. I loved working with kids and discipling families and helping parents disciple their kids. And so that was a really important part of my life. And then spent several years as an associate pastor, executive pastor for a church. And then a couple of years ago, I made the move over to TBHC, and I love it over there. I just enjoy the people I work with. Getting to meet all these guys, the BMA people have been fantastic, and I've traveled a lot during the year, so I meet a lot of guys, a lot of people all over the place. Mm-hmm. Just the best people in these churches, in the BMA churches. Have loved every minute. Always excited when I come back from trips, getting to meet and visit with BMA folks. So it's a really exciting time.
Yeah.
Enjoying it.
I can't wait to dig into some stories of you as a youth pastor.
Yeah.
Scott got in trouble as a youth pastor.
Oh, yeah.
There's some stories.
I've got some great stories I could tell you.
I wonder how many miles we put on cars in this table right here.
Yeah.
I can't even.
So I bought a new car at the first of the year because I needed to make a trade. And I have 14,000 miles on that car already.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So I've got 33,000 on it, and I bought it with 17 on it. So that was in a few months ago too. So I mean, about 50,000 a year is what I'm rolling.
Yeah.
So.
I suspect you're winning, but still.
Well, I've got a little longer commute.
The commute
my commute. Yeah. You know, just 6 hours. You know, door to door. So hey, my name's Chris. Chris Driver, and I really don't have any idea what I do anymore. I'll be honest with you. So started out as the missionary care coordinator, working with Heath and. I've been doing that for, I guess, about nearly 6 years. And then we recently kind of changed things around a little bit. Now have kind of multiple hats. Obviously, editor of the Baptist Progress now, and so which is super exciting and nerve-wracking and all that at the same time. But also trying to pick up the Pastor Connect piece, where, you know, just going to try to connect pastors with one another with the work of the BMA, and especially new pastors. And that's exciting. We're trying to figure that out. And obviously still have a heart for missions, because I'm still a missionary. And so I'm planting Oasis Church in Leveland, and that is all the way out in the flatlands, prairie land, South Plains of West Texas. And like I said earlier, it's about 6 hours over here. You know, we're 4 years into Oasis, just had our 4 year eval. And so, man, that's going well, man. I mean, God is blessing, and it is our passion. And, you know, hopefully be able to get to share kind of that vision and how we came about that at some point in this podcast, you know. And so, you know, I have a heart for that. Beautiful wife, Jamie, two grown boys now. I mean, 22 and 19. One of them just got married. And, man, goes by in a hurry. But life is good. God is good. And so, man, you know, this is our first shot at this podcast. And so we're just going to kind of, you know, our goal for you guys, those of you that are listening and watching, we're just going to walk through the Baptist Progress paper. And we're just going to kind of talk about it and just have some conversations and really introduce those who don't know BMA life to, you know, kind of what's going on in the BMA, kind of keep everybody connected. Because one of our hearts when we started this, when we took it over, was not just to be the informing and equipping ministry of the BMA of Texas, but also the connecting. I think that's part of what we want to do, is we want to really connect people to one another, to the work that God is doing. And it's an amazing work in Texas. I tell you what, God is doing some great work. And man, I love being BMA. I love being BMA of Texas. And so, man, let's just jump in. Let's see what God's doing around the BMA. And so our first right off the bat, man, we'll just hit the first page. And man, let's talk about Jacksonville College, man. And so, you know, big things happening in Jacksonville College. Any of you y'all go to Baptist or to JC?
Yes, went to Jacksonville College. Met my wife at Jacksonville College. Sure did.
Yeah. Hey, well, let me ask a question. So every time somebody says Jacksonville College, if you've ever been there, they always call it JBC, right?
Yes.
So they just put that Baptist in there? It's not actually
Jacksonville. Yeah, I've always heard that it's not officially in there, and yet it's always, you know, it's so officially, I think it's Jacksonville College, but even in historic documents, it was Jacksonville Baptist School in 1899, and man, so that Baptist has always been there. We're very proud of it. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought the JBC thing was like for people who went to school there only.
Only.
Oh, it's like a secret handshake. Y'all use the
that's
JBC.
Right. There we go. Like, you can't call it that if you haven't been there. So. But man, it's exciting, man. I tell you what Dr. Erickson's doing there. I mean, man, he is doing a job, and I'm excited about that. And so, you know, why don't you talk a little bit about that new program
out? Man, we're so excited. I mean, to see the school, a four-year school, man, the exciting news that just 2 years in to kind of this refocus has already led to the first four-year degree.
Is
so exciting. They're going to be offering a four-year Bible degree.
Yeah, it is Bible degree, right? I mean,
yes.
We're talking about ministry, Christian ministry, I think. And so what I thought was really cool about that is that there's a practical aspect of it, right? So it's not just, you know, learning and all theory, but there's going to be a connection to churches, to local churches, and being able to connect them. So
yes.
I just thought, that's... Why doesn't every degree program have that? You know, give you a practical aspect of, you know, you know, figuring what you're actually doing out instead of just, you know, here's some theory and I hope everything turns out for you. Okay. You know?
So how did that work? I mean, I'm curious about, you know, I didn't go to Jacksonville College. So they were a 2 year school and now they're going to offer a 4 year degree, I mean, a full undergrad degree there for Bible. I mean, how are they doing that?
Oh, yeah. Man, God is just really blessed in this opportunity. They partnered with the BMA, seminary, also there in Jacksonville, and are sharing professors. And so they've been able to do this without having to add staff and room in the things. So it's been an exciting, you know, expansion opportunity that's come at less cost. And so we're thankful for that partnership. Most definitely. And to speak to that internship too, the other benefit of that internship is they're going to allow students to come at less cost. Okay. Through this internship program. So a student that can't really afford to get that Bible degree will be able to afford this Bible degree by taking part in the internship and taking part in working on campus during the time. Yeah. and those things. So it's exciting.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, to the practical aspect of it, all of us have been in ministry. And so we kind of know that there's things that they don't teach you in Bible college.
Yeah.
There's things that come up, you know, especially youth, you know, parents, you know. Yeah. You know, so we all understand. So, you know, to be able to be exposed to those things before they get out, I only see positives, man.
Oh, so me too.
That'll be exciting.
Me too. So excited for them.
Yeah. But, you know, we were going to talk about camps next, but I think we want to go, you know, kind of go back. We didn't want to bury the story about disaster relief, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, later on in the paper, we see that, you know, we have our Just the Crumbs ministry, you know, that disaster relief, BMA disaster relief, they're actually, you know, with all the storms that happened in you know, South and Central Texas, one of the places that kind of got missed in that was San Angelo. And I mean, they, their little poor little community, you know, it's out there. And it got flooded, deeply flooded. I think there's like, you know, 12,000 homes, they said, over 12,000 homes that got impacted by the flooding there. And so Just the Crumbs ministry decided that that's where they wanted to end up. They, you know, not that they neglected the other parts, you know, and there's a lot of tragedy happened. We all know those stories. But these folks were deeply impacted and well. So they parked over there. And I think they've doing some good work already.
No doubt. Matter of fact, I think we've heard from them that they're likely to be there through January.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Because there's so much need in this community. You know, rightly, so many organizations moved onto the river along Kerrville and the other towns, and there was so much tragedy there. But the biggest area of destruction was definitely in San Angelo. And we have a wonderful BMA church there in Grace Temple Baptist Church with Brother Chris Sweet. And I know they are hosting and partnering and working with BMA Disaster. And, man, I know they're there with the mobile kitchen and there with the mud out and disaster equipment and trailers, and are really looking for churches to partner and come and help.
Yeah.
One of the most exciting stories I got to see this week, Opelika Baptist, a little church in Brownsboro. Mm-hmm. Texas. Pastor there, didn't you, Chris?
I did.
But yeah, this little church, I mean, they pulled together, I know, bunches of water and bunches of just serving supplies and drove those down to San Angelo to be a BMA disaster this week.
Yeah.
So it was cool. It was cool to hear that story.
Yeah, absolutely. And I talked with Chris, you know, Sweet about, you know, their partnership there. And what's cool about, you know, ministries like Just the Crumbs is that, you know, you go into one of these places and, you know, we experienced this when I was in Brownsboro. I was, you know, at Union Hill, not at Opelika, but, you know, there we had several tornadoes and you want to help, and everybody just, you know, they see the need and they want to get in there and help. And what happens is so many people flood that area with help that it actually becomes an obstacle to rebuilding and really getting the stuff they need done. And so to have a ministry organization like Just the Crumbs that can come in and they already know kind of what needs to be done and how to do it and who to talk to, and they have those connections, that was really important to Chris. As he said, you know, we don't really know what to do. We knew we wanted a house. We knew we needed to help our neighbors and our community. But so to have them be able to come in and kind of guide those efforts, you know, and give them a strategic point to kind of minister to their people, I think it was it's a really big deal. And so super proud of what they're doing. And like I say, they're they're in it for the long haul. They're going to be there a while. There's a lot of cleanup having to do. I had talked with them earlier, and they said that they're about, this was 3 days ago, they had served over 3,200 meals to people either at the site or out in the field itself, you know, volunteers.
Wow.
And so like 600 cases of water and Gatorade and things like that. But already had a crew that was out, you know, mucking up all the you know, the houses, and just kind of, especially, you know, in the flooding, the drywall and getting that stuff cleaned out so that we don't have a lot of mold and that sort of stuff. So, man, big work. Super excited about that. Have y'all ever done any disaster relief? Y'all ever had any experience with
it? Yes, I helped during Harvey down in the Houston area. Got to help them for a few days down there, and the guys, those guys, man, they love the Lord, put him first, and they just do such a good work. The whole team of volunteers around BMA Disaster. Yeah. Of course, they're always looking for help on that team.
Yeah, yeah. And they do need it.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, go ahead.
No, I was going to say I worked on a team that helped after Ike.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it was out at Crystal Beach. We were out there.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was a lot of work to do. And yeah. We were way after almost a year. Is after the hurricane,
still
the next summer is when we went, and there was still work to be, still cleanup going on.
Y'all both mentioned hurricanes. We don't have a lot of hurricanes in West Texas. lots of tornadoes.
Lots of
wind damage.
So you watched the tornado pass the house
exactly,
not long ago, didn't you?
Yeah, hurricane force winds, but you know, not usually the rain that goes with it.
Yeah. You know, I always say I think it's great that the disaster relief group from BMA is down in San Angelo. It is, you said it a little bit, that the where the lights and the cameras are and those areas is where a lot of people focus their attention, and it does get to be overwhelming with the number of people who want to show up and help at a place like that. But, you know, going to some of the places, there's a lot of people that probably don't even know San Angelo had gotten hit that hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's great that they're there.
Yeah, I'm about 2.5 hours from San Angelo, and I didn't realize it got hit that hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I started seeing pictures come in of just the massive flooding. So that's exciting. That's exciting. So we're
very
super
good.
Proud of them. And they're definitely still in need of monetary donations. And you can go to the BMA Global and then /disaster relief in order to kind of help. You can give directly to them. They've got some other information about how you can help. And so anybody interested, they definitely need those. And volunteers for sure. So,
well, Chris, you wrote an article this month about the West Texas camp. You know, those of us outside of West Texas, until recent years, I didn't know about it. It's been going on for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't realize it'd been going that long either, man. I mean, we have had a camp, so I've been out in ministry for 20 years, and it started there in West Texas at Fifth Street in Loveland, and, you know, that's where we went. You know, so I thought, but I knew Roy Prather was the pastor when I came on there, and he had just recently stopped taking kids to Daniel Springs. I mean, it was his heart, and you know, I thought that's kind of where we started it, but that's not. We talking to one of the pastors there, Robbie Harris, who's over in Central Aspermont. He said he went to the camp back when he was a kid. So over 50 years ago, they've been doing this camp. And as I wrote in the article, I mean, it's not because, you know, they didn't want to, you know, participate with Daniel Springs, is because it's too far. I mean, it's just, it's too far to go across. You know, I don't know if y'all realize how big Texas is. You guys drive it. So y'all,
it's only 9 hours, right? Just, to Carthage
from Lubbock. Yeah. That's in a car. I mean,
with
a load of kids. I don't know. I mean, on a venture, I guess how long that would take, but, so it's exciting, man. We do all the same stuff, but.
And Daniel Springs partners in the camp and comes out with
exactly,
their staff and puts
Six
it on.
6 years ago, I had a conversation with Jason at one of our meetings, and I told him, I'm like, man, dude, our biggest struggle has always been, you know, because it's such a small camp, and we run it, and so we have to do all of the activities, the rec, you know, the Bible studies. And so as a youth pastor, I was actually the director of the camp for a while. And so I never, all the time I was a youth minister, I never got to spend camp with my kids. Never got to really minister to them and just participate with them. I was always running, and that's the way it's always been. And so I had a conversation with Jason and asked him if that was a possibility. And man, we started dreaming, and he got with our camp director, and they came out 6 years ago, minus the COVID year, you know. I mean, so 5 years they've been doing it. And man, I mean, you know, you can read the article, and you can, I mean, everybody there, all of the, you know, the leaders and the youth leaders, it's such an important part of what we do now. I mean, it's so important because we get to spend time with our kids and, you know, have those deep conversations that we weren't being able to have. It wasn't like God wasn't moving, but as leaders, we just didn't get a chance to just love on our kids. And so, man, Daniel Springs has made that, you know,
I believe
possible.
In camp. So, there is nothing like camp. Nothing like camp for kids.
Completely agree with that.
Man, hearing the reports of even the other Daniel Springs camp this year, sounds like God is really blessing the camp ministry and the BMA just all the way around.
Well, God's up to something in the students right now. I mean, the teenagers and the college students right now, I mean, God is moving on this next generation. I think they are starving really for something solid. And, I mean, we are seeing you know, we just had a group come back from another camp. Two of our students went with another group to Glorieta. And during that time, I mean, there was kids surrendering the ministry. I mean, things that, you know, we really haven't seen, you know, in years past. And so it's exciting. I mean, camp is awesome, man.
Yeah, camp is awesome.
I'm getting old. I'm not going to tell you I enjoy it a whole lot anymore. it's a struggle. I get through it, but it is.
Well, you know, my years in youth ministry, and I was in it a long time, so I did a lot of camps. And I still would say today it's one of the best investments, not only in a student, but in families.
Yes.
Makes a huge difference.
Yes, sure does.
For their kids to be away and have that time and then to come back home. It's an amazing thing.
I don't have a total number, but I believe I heard that Daniel Springs Architects Week this last week set an attendance record for them.
It looked like it. I can't wait to see all the pictures.
Room,
absolutely. Yeah, man, it's awesome. And I love that about, you know, the BMA too in particular. I mean, our camp is a family camp, so it's third grade up, you know, and parents can come, but, you know, and architects but to be able to minister to kids of all ages, I think that's a powerful, I think, legacy that we have. You know, those kids get to grow up together, and, you know, just it's cool to be able to see that. So, yeah. All right. What you got?
I lost the thought.
Oh, all right.
Cut that.
Okay. All right.
Missions,
man. I mean, it's pretty good. We get to talk about missions. We have the missions director with us. Look at that. How cool is that? So we get to hear directly. So man, what's going on in the world of missions?
There's no doubt that the Lord just continues to bless by making himself known. Man, he is just, we get to serve a whole group of guys who are sharing their faith, who are making disciples, who are equipping leaders, who are seeing churches form. And the cool moment right now is just seeing so many churches organized.
Yeah.
Man, this year and next year is just this moment where so many of the churches are organizing or coming off of support. This month, Lighthouse of Hope for All Nations down in Katy, which is a Nigerian-focused church, is both coming off support and at the same time moving into a brand new building that they've been able to rent. And so it's just exciting to see God's hand in that organized new church. Man, we had our retreat this month and had almost all of the missionaries and their families, missing a couple. How many did we have there, Chris? Do you know?
90. We had 96 total people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And man, got to love on them for several days of the retreat. I know there's an article in here about that as well. But it's so exciting every year that we get to give this gift, much needed gift, to the missionaries from the churches, of getting them away as a family and helping them to rest and restore.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, from a missionary's perspective, but I mean, I'm, you know, usually the one that plans it too, and Elvis is on board this next year to do it, so I finally get to pass that off. But
yeah, we're looking off camera here.
Yeah,
so we just Elvis is in the room. Yeah.
So, but yeah, so usually plan it, and But as a, from a missionary perspective, I mean, it's such an important part of our year, because I think, you know, the powerful thing, and we talk about this with our missionaries all the time, is that, you know, we built a family, you know, and I think that's different than most of the other organizations. Some of these guys have had contact with other organizations, and what separates us and what endears us to these missionaries is the fact that we've taken the time to really love on them, love on their families. And we, you know, that seems to be a focus. I mean, even with camps and what you do, I mean, that family is important. I believe with all my heart that family is key and critical to, you know, to what God's work is in this world. And, you know, I mean, and so we see that, you know, he's definitely doing work, and part of the mission family. I mean, it's such an important part of what we're doing. We, every year, we just want to say thank you to the churches that support us to do that, to give us that opportunity, because, I mean, it is absolutely critical to be able to come together and to just bond and see one another and to hear, you know, other stories. Sometimes you get so focused in on what you're doing as a planter that you forget, you know, sometimes that, you know, the other guys are out there. You're not in this alone. And that, because it is, it can be a very, very lonely pursuit for sure.
The testimony of the other guys winds up being just a fire in each of them. More than anything else, that's what I keep hearing from them, that they needed was to hear from the other guys that the struggles are common.
Yeah, the struggles. Yeah, it's like, okay, you know, I'm not the only one struggling, because it's hard, man. I tell you what, planting, I tell people all the time, this planting a church has been the hardest thing I've ever done in ministry, but it's also been the most fun. I mean, I tell you what, to see God work from the grassroots up, from the ground up, I mean, to do things that, you know, I mean, you can't do it. I mean, you can look back and go, that's just a God thing, you know? Yep. And so it's been fun, but it is hard, and it's always good. So we definitely appreciate, you know, the churches of the BMA of Texas being able to support us and, you know, and do things like that, because it's important. It really is. It's a big, big deal for us every year. And so it was a great year.
Hey, TBHC is next.
TBHC,
I know somebody at the table here who's got a heart for man.
Yeah.
What's happening at TBHC, Mr. Scott?
Well, you know, we're in summertime, so summertime is a lot of, well, for a lot of the staff, it's a lot of them take time off, and that's much needed. But obviously with case managers, that never ends. So, you know, that has to be covered. You know, I think the main thing that we would say in the summertime, we're doing a lot of planning right now. We're doing a lot of things setting up for next year, which is our fiscal year, which will start here just in September. So we're getting close to ending a year and preparing for the new year. That's a lot of the administrative side work. And then it goes back to the normal things that we're always doing. And that is looking for people who will answer God's call to foster, to love kids, and to open their homes, who will go through that training that it requires. You know, all these kids who are in foster care are coming with traumas. So we're very, very big on training our foster parents at a very high level, so they are competent to be able to take care of children who have faced abuse and neglect, and those create traumas. Even the removal process is a trauma in a kid's life. So we try to minimize those by having the highest level of training that we can provide for our foster families. And we just need more. There are lots of kids in the state of Texas. Any given day in the state of Texas, there are 10,000 kids in foster care.
Oh, wow.
So that number is just a constant.
Yes. Yeah.
They're coming and they're going all the time. There's kids who are aging out, kids who are being adopted, kids who are being reunited. But there are also kids coming in, and that number just doesn't ever fluctuate, you know, a little bit up and down from time to time. So a lot of need in the state. And we believe, and I believe this is the BMA's heart too, we believe that these children will not find healing unless they're with families who will share the gospel with them.
Yes.
I mean, our work is just as much a mission work and sharing the gospel as it is with any sharing the love of Christ to kids who have faced terrible things in their lives, things that you and I can't imagine. I know that's true in my own son's life.
Yes.
What he experienced as a young boy, the severe neglect that he experienced, is almost unbelievable.
Yes.
So foster parents are what we really need. And we get asked a lot, how long does it take to become a foster parent? And that's really up to you. I mean, our average time is about 6 months to enter in, to get licensed. But it can be shorter than that. I mean, it can be probably done as quick as 6 weeks to 2 months.
Yes.
If you work hard at it.
Yeah.
If you really do the work, do the trainings quickly, if you read the stuff quickly, if you get your home prepared quickly, you can do it. And we would love to see that happen.
Yeah.
We talk about that right now, of trying to get that window shortened so that people can get in. But, you know, things happen.
Well,
people have lives.
And if y'all do, I mean, above and beyond, I mean, that's, you know, that's important too. I mean, that it's you're highly training, you know, these individuals rather than just bare minimum. And that, I mean, so.
Yeah, and we, again, I go back to that and say that's exactly what we're hoping we'll have is we'll have the highest trained foster parents. They train at a very high level and that they're ready to share the gospel verbally, but living it out in front of those kids every day is super important to us. And I think helps us to stay grounded on what we were established to do. So that's really important.
Sure.
And we just really just need foster parents more than anything.
You know, talking with that, I mean, you guys are trying to do regional offices now, right? Is that correct?
That's, correct.
Where are you guys in that process?
So we have a main campus just here, right here in Waxahachie. And then we have an office in Bedford or Euless. I can't remember which one. We just recently moved
Euless.
It's in Euless now. So the Euless office is one of our regional offices, and it covers the DFW area more so. And these Waxahachie and the Euless office work very closely together. Then there's the office in Odessa that covers the Midland Odessa. That's a huge region out there.
Yes.
I mean, Region 9 is enormous. Yeah. It actually covers from Midland Odessa. The southern part of that is San Angelo.
Yeah.
And we can't cover San Angelo because it's too far away from the office.
Yeah.
And then recently we opened in Lufkin and in Tyler.
Okay. So exciting.
Yeah, so it's great to have those offices in those areas. And we have, you know, trying to recruit people out there in those areas where the churches are. And we bring people on board to just become foster parents. I mean, we're right in your backyard now.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you can partner with a organization that will provide tremendous Christ-based care for you.
That's
and
good.
For your kids.
Love that.
Yeah.
And in a BMA that cherishes local church autonomy and local church ministry connections and control, for the Texas Baptist Home to be expanding these regionals and bringing the ministry of child care and adoption right into every local BMA church, where that church personally gets to take on a ministry role within TBHC is so exciting to me.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
And they're doing, you know, there's lots of different ministry arms off of what we do, and we don't have time to get into all of those.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that we're also very dependent upon is the gifts from the BMA churches and our donors.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed.
Yeah.
By how the BMA supports
TBHC.
They are fantastic.
One of my favorite things to do in the Baptist Progress is always to look on the page of TBHC honorariums and memorials and just see all these people I know recognized and remembered, people leaving lasting gifts by investing in the TBHC ministry. In this way, it's a good thing.
Yeah, so, and is there a beautiful? There's just not a more beautiful thing, in my opinion, being somebody who's been through this of fostering and adopting, to have the support of churches and people in those churches giving to make that happen. I can remember when we went through it. You know, we had no support. Our people in our church would come by and pat us on the back and go, "You're really doing God's work." But there wasn't that kind of support like there is today.
Yeah.
So it's amazing, and I just can't thank the BMA churches enough for their donations. We see them they're logged by my assistant right outside the office. So it's always exciting when we hear how they have come through and made things possible for us to keep reaching more and more people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it is, I mean, you know, I can't speak from that. I know kind of to that, we looked at, my wife and I actually at one point looked at trying to adopt, and we had no idea where to start. We had no idea what to do. I mean, you know, so I mean, to have an organization to kind of guide you through that, you know, in the fostering and then the adoption process. I mean, I can't even describe how invaluable that would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I want to, you know, just real quick, I know we probably need to move on, but just real quick, just to anybody who's thinking like that, just go to our website and attend one of our first step meetings.
Yeah.
It's not a commitment. Okay. It's just a thing to come and I want to check it out. That's all we're looking for, is just for you to come check it out. Go to a First Steps meeting.
Yeah.
It's a virtual meeting. You can just come.
So anyone could come to it.
Anybody could come to it. You'll have to go to our website and fill out an inquiry form.
Yeah. Okay.
And then once you do that, you can attend that meeting and you can get that information. All those questions that you go, I don't know if I want to. Nobody's going to make you do it just because you filled out an inquiry. You may do those first steps and go, hey, this is not for us.
Yeah.
And we get that.
And that's okay. Yeah,
and that's fine.
Cool.
But you also may go, oh, I think we could do this.
Do this. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be a great thing. So
I love that.
Go to our website. Follow us on Facebook, tbhc.org. That would be a great way to find
that.
Out more.
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool. So,
BMLA, I think, is next on here.
Yeah.
And let me just say, I am so thankful for this ministry of the BMA. Man, it started back in 1953, and I am so thankful it is right here with us in 2025, because this ministry is not only helping our churches with remodel and purchases and building, but it is essential to the missional movement of the BMA of Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, watching our missionaries buy those first buildings and make improvements to them and all with the help of this BMA ministry is just a blessing to see. And so thank you to everyone who's investing in BMLA, and I'm thankful for this organization that it is there ready to help.
Yeah. Yeah, and Jerry gets to pour all of his time in there since he doesn't want to be editor anymore.
For real,
he can give all of his attention to that. So he's doing an always fantastic job. I mean, you know how intelligent he is, man. He's got it down, and he's got some great staff over there too. And
sure does.
We are thankful. I know, you know, our church is blessed. We have a loan through the loan association, and so, you know, it's been amazing. I mean, you know what God's done with our little property, and you know what God continues to do.
Yeah.
And so we are thankful that we could have that opportunity through the BMLA. So, yeah, very cool. All right, Mission World, man. So I mean,
I'm so excited every month when this insert makes it in. Every time it does. How often is it coming? Every other month it's coming into the Baptist Progress, and I love getting to see and celebrate what God is doing through BMA America and their work around the world. And then this time it opened with such a good article from Brother John David Smith, who leads BMA of America missions. I just that opening line of, in global missions, we often celebrate the fruits, and the fruits being churches planted, believers baptized, and lives transformed. Man, I know that is completely what they're all about, with just singular focus, and seeing that reproduction happening just all around the globe is something that I just, you know, God just showing himself mighty, but I'm so thankful to see it, most definitely. And then of course within this article there are specific stories this every time, and this month they highlighted what God is doing in Cambodia. That is exciting, isn't it, y'all?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so much of that stands out. I mean, international missions is it is definitely a special calling. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, we've been on several mission trips and going over there, but to leave everything and go to another country and just pour yourself there and in the hopes of raising up indigenous leaders that will carry on that work, and not just planting American churches in a foreign country, but to raise up indigenous leaders who will bring the gospel in their heart language. I mean, it's pretty awesome. I mean, in this Cambodia, it really speaks to me, because one of the focuses they talk about is the emphasis of focusing on rural, rural communities. And I mean, that's my heart. I mean, you know, here I'm out in the farming communities of West Texas, so I know all about rural. I can't say yes. It, but I can have a heart for rural.
It's not surprising to learn that just like in the U.S., even around the world, the attention can go to the cities.
Yeah.
And those in those rural places can be missed. And yeah, I mean, I'm seeing the long-term vision here within the article, it says to see young Cambodians come to Christ, come to know Christ, to be trained in the scriptures and to be given life skills at the same time, and then returned to their villages, to these small towns with the gospel and with the ability to make a living. And the equipping they need to be leaders, to see the church expand into these small
Absolutely.
Villages. Very excited. I'm going to be praying for this new work in Cambodia.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love it.
Excited Love about it.
Yeah.
And then, hey, from there to a buddy of... I know he's both of... Do you know Jared? Do you know Jared Etheridge? Have you got to meet him?
I don't think I do.
Chris and I have got to spend quite a bit of time with this guy because, man, he is his sponsoring church is out in West Texas.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And man, I've got to have meals with Jared. I will say in the opening paragraph of this article, it says when God has called us to the valley we currently are serving in, it was a big step of faith.
Yep.
And that is the understatement in this article. And man, having spent some time with Jared, this is a man of faith. I mean, just when God says go, he goes and lets God see the details. But for him to have moved from West Texas with his family out into the remote countryside in South Africa, and just to see God work mightily from what started in one village to now expanding to two villages, man, just listening to the stories of God providing for them, God keeping them safe, God helping them through adversity, the souls who are being saved, and just, I don't know, it's exciting news to see BMA Missions working in South Africa. Yeah. I'm sure South Africa, we're all seeing it on the news. It's such a mess there. It's a dangerous place. And to see this family sacrificing and serving the Lord there, and to see the BMA investing in this country, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's always cool, you know, for me, I mean, because we have that close connection. You know, Mike Watt was one of our BMA of Texas church planters there
sure
in
was.
Tahoka, and so and then introduced him to the BMA, and to see that relationship continue and to see what he's doing over there, it's pretty awesome.
It is
really awesome. So
to see,
looking at the pictures, it's not a lot different than West Texas.
It's like, desert. That's
it
true.
It looks like a desert.
Yeah, it does.
Little small trees.
Yeah,
like,
so, I grew up in West Texas, and
it looks
a lot like
it. But reaching the world for the gospel. You know, that kind of the last page of theirs is always life word and sharing that ministry. We actually, during our camp this year, we had Brother Dunny come out, and you know, he was able to share with our West Texas churches and the campers about VSM, but also life word. He really shared a lot of his heart for life word and the ministry there, just to take the gospel to people all over the world in their heart language. I mean, that I love that. Every time they say that, I mean, it just speaks to me, because I mean, to be able to hear the gospel in your language, and you know, and finding Bibles and things like that we just kind of take for granted. But LifeWord's been doing it for a long time.
Sure.
And man, they are kind of paving the way for that. And to see the advancements they made in the internet, I mean, how they've utilized that and kind of embraced that. Just unbelievable the impact that they're having. And so they do have their Life Word Sunday, October 19th this year. And so one of those moments where we can, you know, just have a Life Word Sunday, and you can go to lifeword.org and find out more about that, how the churches can actually participate with Life Word and take up special offerings, but really have an impact literally globally through Life Word.
You know, God shows himself mightily. He does things too big for us and through us. And they are a constant reminder of that. To me, for a family the size of our BMA family, to see this much kingdom impact all around the world in the area of media just continues to blow me away. I was noticing in the article that they have 200 monthly productions. And these are video and produced productions, you know, all around the world in 165 languages.
That's amazing. That's
and they're
amazing.
currently working on 10 new languages. Yeah. And we hear that every year from them. They're just always
just keep going.
And to see how the LifeWord Media tends to break ground for new missionaries as they head into new areas around the world. Thankful for this ministry, and man, hope we all take part in the LifeWord in LifeWord Sunday on October 9th.
Yeah, we got. That's kind of leads easy into segue to the auxiliaries, the WMA article that they give every year. They kind of highlighted the GMA group, our young ladies, and they took a mission trip to Mexico. It was led by Eric Johnson, former missionary, but also pastor over at First in Jacksonville, and he definitely has a heart for. He took them to a bunch of his old haunts, man. I mean, places he grew up and helped plant and helped establish down there, and so. It was exciting to
I don't remember seeing this in the progress before. It so excited me to see the GMA girls going on on an international mission trip like that. How cool is that? I'll tell you that we love our GMAs and our WMAs and the BMA. These ladies auxiliaries mean so much to the BMA family and life, and man, they take such good care of us.
Yeah, and their projects every year, man, they do amazing things. They raise so much money every year for different projects and so many ministries throughout the BMA of Texas and have been blessed. I mean, and just have things provided for them that they wouldn't have otherwise. I mean, they helped us with our mission trailer, didn't they help with that? And then also Bibles.
Last year, they provided us Bible and resources to all of the missionaries for their outreach. And man, I'm noticing in the progress that this year they're supporting the project of the TB Texas Baptist Home.
We are. We're really excited about the fact that they've agreed to come alongside us this year and help us with some projects. They've got a major project going on, raising some funds for us for something that's much needed. And there'll be more information about that later.
A little teaser right there.
There'll be something more to that. But these ladies are great. They really are super great. And one of the things I was going to point out, too, is our group they may be returning from Moldova today. They're just back from being over there, a group of them.
Yeah.
And how they pray for these.
Yeah, the WMA are praying for them on that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we're in the middle of that part where we do the camps over there. We've talked about camps several times. Yeah. Well, you know, we all believe that camp has a huge impact on kids and families.
Absolutely.
And it does overseas too. That's true as well. So we're just grateful that they're praying for them. And we've heard good reports from over there and things that are going on with the camps. And again, we're working with some churches and some pastors in that area to try to provide trainings and things like that. But these day camps that we get to do are huge.
That's cool.
So thank you to the WMA.
Amen.
Yeah.
I just noticed one of the biggest events in the life of WMA is coming up July 25th and 26th. Their annual retreat, which is now both in English and in Spanish, is going to be at Rosewood Baptist Church in Gilmer. So excited. I know we'll all be praying for the WMA during that during that retreat. Definitely will.
Another one of our big ministries, that's the Masters Builders, man. You know, our national work there, that they go everywhere and do a lot of things, but they've been in Texas, so that's super exciting. They've been down with our friends down in Round Prairie, building a big center.
Have you seen the building? I have, man. Brother Chris George, pastor there at Round Prairie, and such a wonderful church family, and the church is just in a season of such growth, and it's exciting that they're building this new worship center. I know it's cool to see that the Master Builders, they're just always so faithful. If you don't know what the Master Builders are, it's a retired group of men and women in the BMA that just, man, they'll camp on site and just volunteer their time and energy and their construction skills and just help build churches or missions or help to work on BMA ministries. They've given so much to Jacksonville College.
Yes.
They've given so much to Daniel Springs over the years. But, yeah, they're down here at Round Prairie Building. earlier this year, they were at another BMF Texas church, Brooklyn Baptist, and you wouldn't believe the Family Life Center they helped finish out there at this little church. Man, I'm going to say the Family Life Center at Brooklyn Baptist is now the nicest building in Brooklyn, Texas. It is, and such an exciting thing. BMA Loan helped them with that project, and then the Master Builders have helped with that project. So to see them giving back to BMA churches, we love this ministry.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready to see it. We were down there for the preaching conference, and saw the pad and everything. You know, it was laid out, but to actually see it up, I thought it would be exciting.
It will be great. So. Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right. Hey, I'm noticing on the event page that the BMA of Texas meeting is around the corner. We're sure working hard on it and excited about this year's BMA Texas meeting. It's going to be a special meeting.
Yeah.
It really is. Man, if you haven't come to one in a few years, I hope you plan to come to this one because it's going to be special. First day, we're having a banquet dinner at the TBHC campus.
Awesome.
So actually, the whole meeting gets to move and gets to experience the campus, the Waxahachie campus at TBHC. And then on Tuesday, we're going to be celebrating the 125th anniversary of the BMA of Texas.
That's awesome.
Man, yeah. I don't think any of us were around to experience that. I don't think. No. But
just a few days after that.
Yeah. Just a few days after that. Yeah, I feel that way this morning. It is a Monday.
You got to spend some time recently at the cemetery?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to do some history.
The directors, all of us together, we went down and got to look at history of the BMA of Texas, and we're excited about maybe presenting some of that along and really celebrating.
What's one cool thing that you found? Is there anything cool that you can share with us?
That first meeting at Lindale, Texas, with such excitement, just a group of believers just burdened about local church autonomy and really burdened about, about this idea of equal messengers and direct voice in ministries, the things that still make us BMA today. And so really just getting to really see, and their focus was a missional focus in that meeting. And it was shaped just like it is today. I mean, they wanted to see the gospel go forth together. They wanted to see kids cared for, and we're already talking about and supporting the efforts of caring for children, already focused on education among us. And so the things that really make us now were true then. And then just getting to celebrate the progress, getting to see what God has done across 125 years. And just to stop in this moment, think, man, God's doing some cool stuff.
Absolutely.
He just is. So looking forward to that meeting.
Yep. Awesome.
We're looking forward to having everybody on the campus on that Monday. So this should be a lot of fun to have everybody there.
And you going
to
host?
Are you cooking?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Well, that'd probably be a bad idea. Being a former youth guy, we'd probably just have, hot dogs or pizza or something.
Scott can't cook.
We don't need to have that. But we're a few years behind the BMA in celebrating things, so we have a little celebration going to happen on that at that dinner as well, I believe.
That's exciting.
I think that's what I've been told. So,
awesome. I love it.
Man, the seminary has got a free course they're about to offer. They do every year. I was reading in the progress, and man, the course this year, Dr. Ronnie Johnson, he's such a cool guy, such a nice guy. But he is going to be teaching a course this year called Inductive People Helping. He says that it'll explore the concept of integrating inductive Bible study questions with the principles of people helping / counseling.
Okay.
And so how to use inductive Bible study method really to strengthen counseling is what they're going to be discussing. That course is going to be September 2nd through October the 30th. So I know, man, to go to the BMA Seminary's website and to learn more about that free course that they're offering, but I think that's really exciting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can't beat it when you get something for free like that.
That's right.
I mean, it doesn't happen every day. And
sure doesn't.
So you should take advantage of that.
And again, I think that's one of those practical pieces, too, that, will help you with things that, again, they don't teach you usually. Some of those things you don't get, and you get in the middle of some of those counseling sessions, and you're like, how can I do better at this?
There's a real need for people who can can do counseling, can provide counseling, and not just counseling, but biblical counseling.
That's one of the big differences
is that you have to be really careful with a lot of counselors and stuff who may not lead you in ways that take into consideration what God teaches about these things.
And who in ministry would not say, I need more help in the area of counseling?
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, BMA. Thank you, BMA Seminary, for offering that. Hey, man, the next page in the progress is some kind of exciting to me, Chris.
Yeah.
Dude, just a cool page full of pictures around BMA. What's up with that?
So, you know, when we first started, you know, our heart was, again, just to see if we could connect people to it. And I think one of the best ways is to see each other, right? I mean, we said earlier, it's a big state, right? And so we don't always get around to seeing and being able to hear what everybody else is doing and to be inspired and encouraged by those things. And so we just thought, well, what if we just, you know, add some color into it, some excitement. And man, I grew up in the age where, man, you make the paper, that was it, man. I mean, you wanted to see your name in the paper, you get to see a picture, it was like mama cut it out, you know, you got that posted somewhere. Even in, you know, small schools in West Texas, boy, it's a big deal, you know, that you might have it in the up and down the hallways. And but there's something cool about being able to see yourself in there and see what's going on, see your church represented. And so we this year, or this past edition of the progress, we kind of focused in on camp VBS and what was going on. And we got a few pictures, didn't get near as many as I was hoping. I thought we were going to be flooded with those, and we're going to have to just maybe do another page.
It was the first time.
I'm hoping maybe that'll catch on. I'm hoping people get excited about that, and then send those pictures in, and you can just send them to progress at bmatexas.org, and we'll get those, and we'll sort through them. And we're going to focus, I think, this next month on missions, local missions in particular. But if you got, you know, VSM trips, we'd love to see those pictures too. But we just want to see really just how you're ministering to your communities. And I think that's a big piece of that. Like, there's going to be some in there from wrestling event. We had just last night, we had a mission team from Antioch over in Gilmer come over, and there was about 9 of them, but they came and helped us. And we had some professional wrestlers, some of them, you know, Mike Watt, we already talked about him already. And so him and his guys from the Christian Wrestling Fellowship came out and put on a show. And man,
It is a show. Yeah,
man.
Those guys, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, but he actually fought his son. So it was actually
pretty
cool.
Did he really?
Yes, his son.
That was David and Goliath, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. So we got him in there. Poor little boy didn't win. So the Lucha Kid is his name. He didn't win. So I mean, but he's making a comeback, I think. So he's going to get old dear old dad later on. But it was great. It was a great event. We had over 100 people probably there in the park, and so it was an exciting time. So we're going to have pictures of that in there. So don't let my pictures be the only one, right? I mean, you guys send some pictures in and let us see what you're doing to reach your community for Christ. And
so, I'm looking at these pictures. They're so good.
Yeah.
But, hey, I see the president of Jacksonville College in here in the funniest hat.
I had to put that one in there, man. I'll tell you what.
Brother David Erickson with a funny hat on at Daniel Springs. That's a great picture.
Yeah.
I see Miss Morris over there.
Yep.
I'm curious what you did with the picture of me that I sent to you, the one where I was eating lunch in my office. You didn't
Oh, no, that's not in there. Were you at camp? You could have been. You were at camp.
You needed to change the background of your photo to camp.
I got to get a green screen.
Yeah, there you go. Green screen out there, you know.
See if you can get yourself in each thing every month, right?
Or have one of those big balls in your... You know,
I'll go out and use the playground and stuff.
Whose VBS shot is this? I'm looking in the sanctuary trying to pick. Trying to figure out who's.
Oh, there's several of them in there. I know we had some from Chris Sweet sent some in.
Oh, San Angelo's in here.
Angelo,
I see Union Baptist.
Union Hills in there.
I see some Pathway Baptist in there as well. Yeah.
Awesome.
So many churches represented. It's exciting. Yeah. It is cool to see life from the churches and photos in our progress.
Very cool.
Well, man, that's a Baptist progress, I believe.
That is, man. So we are coming up. And so, I mean, We're two episodes or two issues in, two issues of the progress in right now, and we're learning and trying to improve every time we get one out. But a lot of exciting things. We're excited about what God's doing, and I hope it'll be a blessing to our churches. Any ideas, we can always take those, and see what we can do with them. But we do ask right now. I mean, we're doing kind of our special offering right now. And so, it's just been tradition, I think, to do $1 for every year of the progress. I think it's 113 years. And so,
113
years. So, I mean, if every church would send that in, I mean, it would be a blessing to us. And I think that's important for us to remember, too, also, is that while we're underneath the missions umbrella, we're still running off of our own budget. And so we still need that help. We still need, the help and support of the churches. And so I hope it'll be something people continue to give to and that we can keep this thing going and keep getting better, keep getting better at it. And, it's been exciting, been fun. What else? Any last thoughts? What do you think? How would you kind of rate how the BMA of Texas is doing right now? What would you say?
Well, I love the title of this podcast because making progress, man,
it's good.
Exciting to see that every ministry is just taking steps by faith, is moving forward, and is serving the kingdom of God. It's exciting to see our church is doing good. Kind of around that West Texas story today, to know that there's a bit of revival going on out there among churches, among the churches in that region, and to see so many exciting things.
Absolutely.
Man, good paper this month. So excited about it. Yeah.
It was fun. Man, this was fun, guys.
Yeah, it was all right.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I hope everybody else will have fun, and man, come tune back in for our next episode, and we'll see you.